Now I'm standing here, yeah, I found my light. Turn my pain into purpose. Now I shine so bright. All the scars that I carry made me.
Testing, testing, testing. Mic check. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Luke Mindpower podcast, another podcast with yours truly, Luke Mindpower. I hope you're having an amazing day wherever you're tuning in from. I look forward to spending some time with you today. And today I'm going to be really talking heavily about how confidence is something that you build, not something that you're born with. Okay, so stick around because I'm going to share with you some secrets that I've learned along the journey over the last 8 years, nearly 9 years now, of building self-confidence. And definitely something that I always believed. And if you've got this story in your head as well, and you're struggling with self-confidence, I've actually put a link in the description of this video, wherever you're watching. If you're watching on Facebook, or even if you're on TikTok, just click the link in my bio. But if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook right now, I've put a link in the description because I've opened up 20 new spots. For anyone who's interested in building self-confidence, I want to give you a gift of a free game plan where we're going to put together a transformational plan of action so that we can help you and show you how we can help you to build self-confidence. Get yourself out of the rut of living in fear and limitation, right? Because the more that we're limited in our mind and our potential, then the less likely we're going to be free and we're going to actually have more of that inner peace and fulfillment in life. And it is absolutely extraordinary experience and fulfilling journey to be doing what I'm doing, helping people build confidence. But first, let me just share with you, okay, this is what I tell all my clients, whether you're working on your personal transformation in the Superpower Mastermind or in Speak and Transform or in the Coaching Institute, is in order for you to help others, or in order for you to give advice, or in order for you to, like, you know, share stuff with people, man, you got to do the work yourself first. So the only reason why I'm doing what I'm doing is because I did the work first for myself, you know. And I'm not going to talk to you about self-confidence or tell you to click the link in my bio if I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, or I haven't been through the journey myself. That's why, like, I spoke to a few people today on a podcast, and I'm like digging deeper into their past, into their journey, into all the things that they've been through to figure out, like, what gives you the credibility? What gives you the power? What gives you, like, how did you become who you became? And now you're sitting with me in a podcast studio and I'm interviewing you, right? I'm like, how did you get here? Why are you sitting here for? And so then I learn more and more and more, and I'm like, wow, so that's where confidence comes from. That's where your ability comes from. That's where, you know, your experience comes from. So if you're someone that has been stuck in your head, or, you know, you've built something in your life, or you've gotten to a certain point in your life and you're kind of like, okay, I did get to this point in my life, I've done a little bit, but you still know that you're lacking, like, your full potential. You still know that there's more. You still know that, like, you're kind of just, like, tiptoeing around, like, your greatness, and you're not living in your full potential. Well, that's why you invest in yourself. That's why you work with a coach like me. You work with someone who you've been listening to or learning from or doing research from, and that's how you grow more confidence. Like, learn from someone who has what you want. You know, so today I was interviewing a few people in a podcast studio, and it was actually quite incredible to, you know, pick their brain and to understand the deeper parts of psychology and human behavior and the journey of confidence, you know, because for so many years, guys, I really believed that self-confidence was something you were born with. And if you're listening right now and you're thinking to yourself, me too, like, let me know in the comments, like, if you think that confidence is something that you were born with at some point, maybe you're aware now, like, oh, okay, confidence is something I can build. If you're holding on to the story that, like, I believe for a long time that confidence is something you were born with, please let me know that I'm not alone, and, like, put a comment and write me too. You know, put it in the chat, put it in the comment section, me too. Like, if you're on YouTube, leave it, put it in there. Oh no, because I'll look at the comments and you'll be like, me too. And I'll be like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm not alone. Okay. Because sometimes one of the most extraordinary parts of your life is just realizing that you're not alone, right? There's so many of us that are very, very similar. Even though we're not the same, we still hold on to these kind of stories that really, you know, eventually we realize that, oh my gosh, that was just a story. And that's the one thing that I learned from Dean Graziosi. You probably heard me say this before, but I'll say it again. You know, the only thing that's stopping you from that next level of your life or living your dreams is the bullshit story that you keep telling yourself as to why you can't have it. So we all have stories. And if we keep holding on to the same story, well, then we're going to keep living the same life. And if we keep living the same life, and that same life is really not bringing fulfillment or excitement, and we're not content with, like, where we're at in life, well, again, you've got to ask yourself the question, am I willing to be in the same place in 6 months' time? If you're sitting here right now and you're struggling with self-confidence, you're struggling with your purpose, you're struggling with your life, you're not in the best place, you're not where you want to be, you've got to ask yourself the question, right? Because I could be sharing with you and saying, guys, if you, you know, if you want to build self-confidence, click the link in my bio in the description of this video and get in touch with my team so that we can help you put together a transformational game plan, a transformational action plan so that you can either implement yourself or you can work with us and we can help you implement it, right? And you can say, well, Luke, why should I click the link, right? And the biggest question I'll ask you is, well, first of all, think about where you are right now and think about if you're feeling comfortable, right? If you're in a place right now in your life where you're not fully 100% content and you're not happy, or you're just like where you are, but you're not moving, you're not evolving, you're staying in the same freaking space. Like I talked about this on a podcast today. It's like the definition of insanity is doing things over and over and over again, going around in circles, doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And I think that's where some of us, or a lot of us, actually fall into that trap, you know, of like, we're living, we're thinking that things are going to change, but we're the fucking ones that aren't changing. We're the ones that aren't investing in ourselves. We're the ones that aren't freaking, look, doing something different. If you want a different result, you got to do something different. And like both of these speakers I spoke to on my podcast today were heavily investing in their own personal development, in their own business, in their own mindset, in their own emotional healing, you know? And I like even one of the interviews I had, which I'll release on my podcast soon, I was like, how much have you spent on like investing in yourself? And he said $500,000. And I'm like, fucking hell, you know? And I'm like, well, go figure. Like, no wonder you're fucking so successful because you've spent so much money on yourself, you know? And I'm just like, it makes sense. You know, you're like, you think about it, you're like, oh, but I don't want to pay someone, you know? And it's like, you're not paying someone, you're paying for the information so that you can get a result, so that you don't have to stay where you are. You know, you're making an investment in yourself. So many of us probably won't even make an investment, probably because we don't feel worthy. You know, we don't feel valuable enough. We've never done anything for us. We're always fucking people pleasers, doing shit for everybody else. And we forget about ourselves. We put ourselves on the back burner, you know? So if you're comfortable with being the same version of yourself in 6 months, like where you are right now, think about this, right? This is a beautiful, beautiful kind of like a awareness of like, okay, like why should I click the link, Luke, like in the bio? Why should I click it, right? And I'm like, well, look, I mean, just you got nothing to lose, everything to gain. Like you're making a little choice to go, hey, let me get on a call with Luke's team and like see how I can do this game plan. How can I actually like build self-confidence? How can I get myself out of this rut, right? So if you're comfortable in thinking right now, in December 2026, that I'm not in a different place. I'm exactly the same as where I am now. If you're comfortable with that, of course, don't click the link. Stay where you are. That's completely fine. Because you could be on a journey of your own journey of growth and you're changing and you're evolving and you're taking action. Maybe you're working with another coach. Maybe you're doing something yourself. That's cool, 100%. But if you're someone that's sitting here right now and you're watching this and you're like, I'm not comfortable with being in the same place in December. Well, there's your freaking answer. All that you got to do now is take action, right? It's a free call. Click the link, get on a call with my team and freaking find out how this freaking plan works. Because once you start implementing this shit, ladies and gentlemen, you're never going to be the same again. And who wants to be the same if they're looking for change? You know, you're looking for a new life. And a new life does not get created thinking the same thoughts, doing the same shit and being and like staying in the same place. You know, so going back to self-confidence is something that you build. Just to give you a few examples, all right? I'm going to give you a few examples, all right? Now, going live on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, like all these platforms, like at the moment I'm live on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, all at the same time. Once upon a time, that was pretty scary. I was like, shit, I'm live. Oh my God, people can see me. You know, now I see it as a gift. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so glad that I can actually go live, connect with people from all around the world at one single time. And I can allow people to see me and to speak. Guess what, guys? Once upon a time, I wasn't this confident. Once upon a time, showing my face in front of all these people, I'd be fucking blushing. I'd be so scared. I'd be like, oh my God, what if I fuck up? What if I don't say the right thing? Oh my goodness. Like, you know, that's how my heart rate would be going, boop, 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 you know? Like, ridiculous, man. Like, I was so freaking scared. So this is one example of me showing you that I've built self-confidence because I've done it over and over. How do we do it? Well, repetition, right? Take action, practice, you know? That's why I have a speaking program. It's like, do you want to become a better public speaker, better communicator? Do a short speaking program for 32 days that I have. It's the links in my bio, Speak and Transform, you know? It's like, how did I discover that? Well, I did it first myself, then I created my own speaking program. You know, so if you're someone who's struggling with like fear and you struggle to like allow yourself to like speak and communicate, or maybe you're a coach, well, guess what? Click the link in my bio. Freaking do it. You know, so many of us are sitting around just like thinking that life is going to change, but we don't actually take any action, you know? So communicating and like doing this podcast is something that is a habit. It's natural for me now. But how did it become natural? It became natural because I did it over and over and over and over and over again. You know, and as you do things over and over again, as Tony Robbins says, repetition is the mother of skill. Repetition is the mother of skill. If you do something over and over and you repeat and you repeat and you repeat, you get really good at it. And now I can confidently say that, wow, you know, I have self-confidence in this area. Doesn't mean I have self-confidence in every area, but guess what? That's up to you to decide. What else am I struggling with? What don't I have confidence in? What haven't I done before that I really need to learn? You know? So this is the perfect example for me to show you, especially like being a coach. I was talking to Dan Henry today on my podcast. And I was like, yeah, like all my knowledge has come from working with all of my clients, over 1,000 people, you know, over the last 8 years in my coaching programs. Where have I got all my knowledge from? Like, sure, I created coaching programs to help people to build self-confidence. But at the same time, really, I got so much wisdom from the experiences, so much confidence from helping people, working with people directly, you know? And so this is something that I thought, like, I didn't know, I guess, you know? And just for the record, if you're watching on Facebook right now, or even YouTube or TikTok, just let me know in the comments. Like, if this is the first time watching me, let me know this is the first time I'm seeing you, Luke. If you've been listening to my podcast for how many years, let me know in the comments. If you've just tuned in over the last 3 months, let me know. If you've seen a dance video of mine, let me know in the comments. Luke, I saw one of your dance videos. Now I'm watching you live, right? Because it's so beautiful to be connected with everybody. Maybe you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, wherever you're tuning in from, and you've been listening to me for a while. Well, guess what? I want to thank you too, because I wouldn't be here without all of you guys. And if I hadn't gotten out of my head and took an action and got out of my comfort zone to like realize that, wow, Luke, you can actually learn. You can actually like become a better version of yourself. You can actually build self-confidence. Then I wouldn't be here speaking with you guys today. I wouldn't be sharing what I'm sharing. I wouldn't be showing up. I wouldn't be trying to inspire you and remind you that you have greatness within you. I would still be living in fear, and I don't really know where I'd be, but I'd fucking have a shit life, man. And that life when I was living back then, like I was just trying my best, but it was just fucking shit. Not like what I'm living right now, man. Like living a life of purpose, of fulfillment, helping people, interviewing people, traveling the world, fucking doing what I'm doing now, married, fucking best wife in the world. It pisses me off actually, like the life I was living before. And I'm just like, wow, like what I'm doing now is the biggest blessing in my life. Like it's the fucking amazing, you know, it's so amazing. So like, I don't know how else I can explain it to you guys, you know, because when you do what you love, man, you love what you do. And when you do what you love, you don't fucking sit around and go, oh fuck, I kind of want to get up this morning because I'm fucking don't want to work. It's not even like that. It's like, man, let's fucking go. Another day to smash my goals. Another day to become healthier. Another day to become a better version of myself. Another day to make more fucking money so I can fucking live my fucking best life. Another day to fucking, you know, visit family and spend time with people that I love. Another day to collaborate. Another day for more opportunities. Another day to build a better mindset. Another day to build another fucking coaching program. You know, help more people. You know, it's just incredible. Like another day. What a blessing it is to be here. You know, like this is the kind of life you want to live. You don't want to fucking live a life where you wake up every fucking day and you're like, oh, fuck, I don't want to be here. I don't want to get up today. I don't want to go to work. You know, if you're living that kind of life, you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself, man, because you're just like surviving. It's like, what are you here for? Surviving or thriving? What do you want? You know? So many of us are just not living in that potential. You know, it's like, man, I'm finishing like 5 weeks of consistent training with my personal trainer, my friend Mariam. And he goes to me, he goes, wow. He goes, man, I'm so proud of you, you know? And he goes, bro, you've got so much potential, you know, because I've become so much more fitter, you know, and I've lost some weight as well and I feel good, you know? And he's like, wow, like you've done a massive transformation in the last 5 weeks. And from him to say to me about fitness, and he's like, you have so much more potential that you haven't tapped into yet. And I'm listening to this from him and I'm just like, fuck, I haven't even started, guys. You know, like it's taken me 8 years to get here and I've never been the healthiest, fittest version of myself. Can you believe that? So like what you're going to witness in the next 6 months from Luke Mindpower, fuck, you know, and again, I'm always going to go back to the blessing that God provided to me because I never gave up on my dreams. my wife. My wife is the reason for the season. My wife is the blessing from God for me persevering, evolving, growing into the man that I became so that I could attract such an extraordinary soul, because I'm becoming healthier, more powerful, more inspired because of my wife. And that's fucking what you call a healthy relationship. And you know what I love? I love how she inspires me, and I love how, because she does that to me, all I want to do is inspire the shit out of her as well. So she gets so inspired by her husband, and she's like, oh my God, my husband is just like smashing it, and he's becoming so amazing. I want to be better as well. You know, that's what a relationship is about, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean? Wow. I just want to touch on something, and I'm sure my wife will be okay, if I share this, it's a bit personal, but I'll just finish with this, guys. You know, I talked about modesty on a podcast today as well. We talked about so much stuff. So if you want to tune into these podcasts that I'm going to be releasing, make sure you go subscribe to the Luke Mindpower YouTube channel so that you can watch these podcasts, because it's freaking powerful and it's going to inspire you. But one thing I noticed about my wife, without even me having to tell her anything, is that since we've been together, she holds this like level of modesty, you know. She's not this type of girl that, like, you know, wants to walk out onto the street like with a bare ass and fucking like half naked and shit, like in short skirts and fucking all this cleavage and shit and like showing off her body to the world and that. And I've just got to say that fucking that's self-confidence. You know, if you want to know what self-confidence is not like, hey, look at me, you know. Self-confidence is modesty, you know. And I couldn't understand this. Can't wait to teach my children this, you know. I couldn't understand when my mom was like trying to raise my sisters and trying to teach them about what they were wearing and how to dress, you know, because I see it in my, you know, I see it in the young teen culture, you know, that it's all about like showing as much flesh as possible, you know, and it's like, what for? What the fuck is that? It's like, I want to get attention. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I want validation. I want people to look at me and shit, you know? And you go through these phases when you're young. But man, it's fucking confidence to like be modest and to dress modestly, not to fucking walk around half fucking naked, you know? And as a husband, for me, having a wife that has that kind of dignity and respect for herself and respect for me, man, I'm fucking blessed. Like, thank you, Jesus. Guys, that's my time today. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast wherever you are around the world. Never give up on yourself. Never give up on your dreams. I'm not going to give up on mine. I'm just going to keep showing up no matter what happens. I'm here to go with you along the journey of transformation, awakening, living your dreams, living your best life. And like I said earlier, I have opened up 20 new spots available for anyone who really wants to build confidence. And again, where does the confidence like actually evolve from? Well, whatever doubts, insecurities, overthinking, you know, anxiety that you're dealing with, well, guess what? We're going to fuck that off. And I'm going to help you to go through a 6-step easy process, one step at a time, to build self-confidence. The link is in the description below or in the description above, wherever you're tuning in from. I believe in you. And I will see you on the next episode of the Luke Mindpower Podcast. Make sure you share this with the world. Share this episode with the world. Share this if you're on Facebook. Share this if you're on YouTube. Share this if you're on Spotify. Apple Podcast. Tell more people about the Luke Mind Power Podcast, because there's no energy that you've felt before, unlike the Luke Mind Power Podcast. I know that for sure, because there's no one like me. Okay. So believe in yourself. There's no one like you. You have greatness within you. Don't give up, and I'll catch you guys real soon.
Now I'm standing here. I found my light. Turn my pain into purpose. Now I shine so bright. All the scars that I carry made me who I